We're holding a Memhei Mabeis in the Mishnah. This Mishnah will end up being a round, the Sugyas, the Gemara, etc. A lot of them, discuss how we understand Shutras and Halacha, will be discussed over here. So Hashutrin Shinadra Hano Zemi Zeh. So you have two Shutrin who both answer the Hanor from the other ones. Each one is a Noider Hanor, and now they're Mudder Hanor from the other person. So a certainly comes to the Chatzar. So there's no way that if they own a Chatzar B'Shutras and they walk into a Chatzar, each one is benefiting from the other because the Chatzar is owned B'Shutras. So neither one can enter into the Chatzar. When they walk into the chatzar, it's their chatzar. So we use a Breyer concept that the moment the understanding of the relationship of a shutras is when each individual uses the item, at that point in time, it's his ownership which is being expressed, so he's not benefiting from the other person at that point in time. Fine. Mishneim Asur Muhammad Rechayim the Taner, but to put an item there which is going to sit there, they cannot put the Rechayim or a Taner into the Chatzar. So even Kanav Lez Ben Yaakov, because it means if he puts the Taner, that means that at all times it's his item. He's using it. I mean, the other person has a right to use it at some point in time. So it must be that normally what would happen is the other person is giving him rishus to use it, even though it's his right. The second shutif is allowing the first shutif to put it there, even though at some point in time the second shutif should be using that spot. He's allowing the first shutif to leave it there, even when it belongs to the second shutif. So that means one shutif is benefiting from the other. Raise chickens, the same problem that they're going to be there constantly.
Is there a time limit for, like, let's say an individual, one of the partners just hanging out?
I'm not aware that there's a time limit.
Because this sounds like it's because you're sort of, denying the other person usage.
Right, so theoretically there'd be some type of a situation where he's staying there for too long. I'm not sure if there's any specific time, how it's set up. So the halacha is that he could, all of these cases over here, the Gemara Baba Basra makes a list that one shutif has the power to be moicha, another shutif to put a taner, because of this problem it's going to be permanent or retayim. And if he doesn't moicha, it means he's giving him a benefit. So theoretically, if the guy's there for days and days and days and then doesn't leave, he'd also be moicha. I'm not sure what the number is. Let's say hayechem mehen mudr hanam mechaveiroi. So only one shutif is also, another one is mutter. So lo yikana sechatzah. So he can't go into the chatzah. The one who's mudr hanam can't go in. Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov Armer Yachol Hu Armer Nesachshali Ani Nichnas Veini Nichnas Nesachshalcha. Okay, now, but the mission continues and says, "V'kayfin es hanoyder limger es chalkoy." So, in the case where in the first scenario, we don't make them sell; they're allowed to continue in this. Kurnu was in Yaakov, they're allowed to continue in this arrangement. But in this situation over here, where one is mutter, one is usser, we're going to have one partner which is using it regularly, and the other partner is having either no usage at all, or limited usage, Kurnu was in Yaakov. We're afraid he's going to forget and use it, or he's going to come to use it. So he has to sell out. Now, this is in the case where he's a noiter, which means he undertook it himself. Which means he asked it himself and his partner. So he created the problem. See, we're gonna and we're concerned about how it's going to play out in the future. So we give him a kanas, we force him to sell it out. If Shutav A asked it in a Shutav B, and the Shutav B has to sell it out, that would be a great way to get rid of your Shutav. Right? So that's obviously not going to happen. So it's only a case of a nerd, not a case of a mutter.
Yeah, except if they, you know, put a price in there that was, you know, not very palatable.
I mean, I'm sure that would be controlled by Bezdin.
Yeah.
Okay. Mother Hanoa. So Mishnah takes this step right and says, let's say there's a third party, which is also from one of the two Shutvin. So lo yikar the chotzer, he can't go into the chotzer because he's benefiting from that person. When I'm going to the person, the mother can go into the chotzer and say, right now I'm benefiting from your partner, not from you. Okay. Fine. Hamudar hanlo mechaver v'yesh lo merchatz ubeis abad muskarim be'ir. So so Shimon is mudar hanlo from Reuven. Reuven has a merchatz or a beis abad which is rented out in the city. So Reuven owns the merchatz. Right now, Beryl is renting it from Reuven. And now the question is, can Shimon go into this merchatz? Or he has a base of bad, which they would use it as a olive press to press the olives. And somebody is renting it out from Reuven. So is that called Shimon's benefiting from Reuven when Shimon goes and uses it? So Yesh lo behen tvisas yad, also main lo behen tvisas yad mutter. So if the owner, which this person is mutter hanor from, still has some type of benefit, ongoing benefit and usage in it while it's rented out, so then the mutter can't go into the merkha to use the base of bat. If right now he has no tvisas yad, we'll see the definition of tvisas yad, so then the mutter can go into it. Okay, however, the chaver cut him the base chashani nichtus b'sot chashani lokeach. So a person says, we had this before, that I'm making a net. I'm not going to go into your house or into your field, or to buy, I'm not going to buy your field. Then mace, and now the owner of the house or the field died. So now it belongs to his yorshim, b'shemarchu la'acher. Or the owner of the house or the field sold it. So now it's mutter. So the person who was mutter no, it's not also no from the, it's only also no if it's sodcha or it's base cha, it's no longer that person's house or that person's field. So the mutter no can now use the house, use the field. He doesn't say because it's his, yours, he just says this house. So this house is still this house. He was mutter hanor from the house. So meishah shemechor lach was also. Okay. Okay. So to Rav. Hashutvin shenodr hanor zem hizeh, asur mekanas hachotzer. So the Ran deals with the first issue, which we have over here, is we had at the beginning of the last parak, the concept of Vitor, that if things which people normally are not makbid on, is that called, does that go into the category of items which would become also by netter? If everybody in the world allows these type of things, all shutun allow each other to go in, that's the standard way of doing it. Is that called one shutav is being benefiting the other when he allows it, or that's it's so standard it's not called benefiting, because that's what the normal expectation. So that's called vitur, and vitur, our mishnah is holding his osur by mutter hanor. So even though all shutav would allow each other to go in, if you're talking about even kinesis osur, that's not called benefiting according to the other opinion. So that wouldn't go into under the list of proscribed Hano'os for Yisuri Hano'o, but our Tana holds that it's a problem. Okay. Now, Ukimna the Gemara b'chatzah she'en b'din chalukah. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara differentiates between a concept of potential chalukah or not. A very large chatzar, two shittin own a very large chatzar together. At one point in time, one of them comes and says, "You know what? I really prefer that we should have our own spaces." The other one says, "I'm not interested." So the halacha is, if it's large enough, and even if they divide it, each one will have a usable portion for the normal needs and uses of a chatzar. One shittin can force the other shittin to agree to the division. He can force him to divide and dissolve the shittin. That's called yesh b'din chalukah. Chatzar yesh b'din chalukah, the law is that if they were divided, it would be too small. So if they both agree to divide it, end up with this little dinky thing. That's their business. They do whatever they want. But one cannot force the din chalukah on the other. So that's called chatzar she'en b'din chalukah. There is, they don't remain shittin forever. So there is a sugya in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that one shittin can force the other one. Says either I'll buy you out or you'll buy me out. Right, that's a different din. But the division is not. So now, when you look at a chatzar she'en b'din chalukah, we look at it is by definition. They're both sharing the usages. Chatzar she'esh b'din chalukah, really what they're saying is really each one really has enough of their own to use for their own. And that's going to function in a different type of relationship. Even when they don't divide yet, the relationship is different than when they are forced, as it were, to share all the usages. Okay. This is more so the distance of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov is only true by Chatzar she'esh b'din chalukah. Abba b'chatzar she'esh b'din chalukah, the divya kol is osur. Okay, so Chatzar she'esh b'din chalukah, and they're not dividing yet. So how do we understand the relationship? So what's going to be is they're going to have to set up a system that they're taking turns using it for the standard usages of a chatzar. They would cook there, they would wash their clothing there, they would hang their clothing there, etc. Well, when one's doing it, the other one can't do it. It's not enough space for them. Each one have enough space of their own. So you're going to have to divide up the usages, Reuven on Monday, Shimon on Tuesday, etc. So Lezman Yaakov says, when that happens, we say Breira, that the usage of the ownership was that when it's my day, it's mine. When it's your day, it's yours. We both can use it simultaneously. So it's not automatically written into the shutvis that this division of day, Sunday versus Monday, etc., is it's all mine. And you can really be using it now also. Elamai, you agree that so that's you allowing me to take advantage of the whole chatzar. So that's a problem. But it's a chatzar she'esh b'din chalukah, the only way it could work is that they arrange, that we're going to arrange to alternate. So when we alternate, how do we look at that? That's what Lezman Yaakov says it. Parak Shoshanach is a parak ukimna putayo b'yesh breira or ein breira. And the more it ties this machloikis into the sugya of breira. So there's machloikis in many places in Shas that when we set up a nebulous type of kinyan, or an nebulous type of a chalois, and later on we make up some type of a. We address the nebulous element to it. Do we say that it's nisbarer that really that was the arrangement the whole time, or do we not say that? So that's, I guess, the most general way of saying the. So here, when they bought a b'shutvis. And now, Reuben's using it for his time, and Shimon's using it for his time. Do we say that that was the true original kinyan? Really, was to have this type of division of usage. So when one's using it, it doesn't belong to the other. That was the. Now, theoretically, they could buy. We could buy a car b'shutvis. Right, and what's the arrangement? The arrangement is I use it on Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, And you use it on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We can buy a car like that. Nope. 6 days in the week that you use it. Very easy, chalukah, etc. If we would buy it, chatkila, that's the ownership. Okay. We could very comfortably say that on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays it belongs to Reuven, and on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays it belongs to Shimon. It's not shutvis. It's I own it on 3 days of the week. You own it those 3 days of the week. That's the ownership. But we didn't say that. We just bought it for shutvis, and then we made up. I'll use it on Sundays, Mondays, I'll use it on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So is that now a beer lemafreya that was really the ownership? And therefore, when I use it on Sundays, I'm not using your car, I'm using my car. Or no, it's our car, which we are agreeing with. On the Sundays, I get to use our car. And on Mondays, you get to use our car. So then when you're using the car on Monday, you're using my car. So
it's still ours, yeah.
It's, or it's not ours, right? If we would buy it originally, that the ownership is on Sundays, that I own it on Sundays and you own it on Mondays, that would be the arrangement. That's not shutvis. That's I own it on Sundays. You own it on Mondays. So when I drive the car on Sunday, it's my car, not yours. You never owned it on Sunday. But now we didn't make that arrangement with Cheskila. But now we start dividing up to use it like that. So Rabbi Yehoshua holds Yesh Breira. Rabbi Yehoshua holds Yesh Breira. That now is the bar. That was the way the shutvis is supposed to function. So really, it's not a shutvis. It's when I use it, it's mine, and you use it, it's yours. The Chum is saying, no, you don't say that.
So you would have to, with this chutzer, you know, according to Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov, who's matur, it's only on those days, right? I mean,
no, so I use days to make the example easy. The arrangement is when Reuven walks in and uses the chutzer, it's Reuven's chutzer. That's the arrangement. And the beer is in this nebulous relationship, which every time I use it, it'll be this bar that for that moment it was mine. That's how far you take the concept of Brei Ricardo Blazun Yaakov.
Yeah, but now, what would happen if, you know, one is I don't know, you know, gets up every morning, you know, before the other one, and in other words, it's not a fair chalukah. He's using it more than the other.
Okay, so that I don't know. I'm not sure how you would deal with that. I'm not sure how you would deal with that. But assuming that, you know, they're not taking advantage of one from the other, they're using it in the expected normal fashion. So that's the brayer. The arrangement is whenever I use it, it's mine. Whenever you use it, it's yours. That's the arrangement. Right, so that's what Lezmi Yaakov holds. Not that they spoke that out. Breira accomplishes that as if they spoke that out.
So if the ownership actually changes with each usage, then one person owns it at one time, and the other person owns it at the other time.
Right.
The scope that's left for the shuvah is the method that allows this ownership to transfer back and forth without additional kinyan.
Correct.
That's all that's left of the shuvah.
Right. Okay. Without any additional kinyan, they don't have to keep be mocked at each other back and forth. Okay, Kim will tell the Yesh Ein Breira. The Rezman Yaakov Saber Yesh Breira. V'hai Lidin Avshei Ka'ayel. Each one has to go in, it's their chotzer. Rebotan Saber Ein Breira. You can't say Ein Breira. And therefore, at any given moment, it belongs to both of them. And each one is benefiting from the other when they go into the chutzner. Now, even according to Lezman Yaakov, which theoretically there's nothing precluded there from both using it simultaneously, we don't say that the logic indicates that the original kinyan was such to be anticipating the beer of later on. So then when one agrees to use it for the whole thing, and the other one, that's not a... now we understand what the relationship was. No, the relationship was, we only think, I have my part, your part, and I'm letting you use my part. There's no reason to say a breerer, but over here, by definition, they cannot use it simultaneously. So that we're anticipating some type of arrangement in the future, the brayer in the future will work backwards and say that was the arrangement. Okay. Now, Zataran, with Timani, I have a problem. He's a kasaber button ain brayer. Even if you don't ain brayer, Amaya certainly cut us a chotzer. Why? So Kibun the Khatra Shema din Khaluka, he was talking about Khatra Shema din Khaluka. Vain should the Yoko Loch of his Khavera Lachlik. So the neither partner can force the other one to agree to the vision. And Veloy Lachim will love Shalom the Khatra Shalom. So before we go to Khaluka, so partner A says to partner B, not a case of mutter hanra. He said, listen, I own the chutzah, right? I own part of the chutzah. You own part of the chutzah. I don't want you going into my chutzah. I give you no rishus. You can't split it, but you can't go. You can't go in the chutzah because you need my rishus to do that because mine, and I'm asking. Can't do it. Can't be ma'akibun of shalit kanas the chutzah. So if he cannot be ma'akibun of and dini mamanis from going into the chutzah. So he means, regards to that point of going to the chutzur, he has no bylis to prevent him from coming in. So how can he ask it now? I'm asking him to come to the. What do you mean you're asking? You don't own it. Vis-a-vis asking, you don't own it. You don't have a bylis to ask it. Say, hey, who yachal also love? Okay, so Shimon is answering the Chatzar and Ruvain. So Ruvain says, that's very nice. What you own, you can answer. You don't own this. Vis-a-vis my rights of Kenisa, you don't own that. So how can you answer on me? So that's when Shimon is asking on Ruvain. So that's a case of being mad at each other. What a case of each one's being neuter. Ruvain says, I'm not going to go into Shimon's Chatzar. I'm not going to benefit from Shimon. So you made the problem. Now you said, you want to come walk in and say, oh, it's not Shimon's, it's mine. Well, one second, buddy, you made the problem. So the Rambam, no, I feel not true. Gamkin hein atzmon. Lama hein asurin. Reka shakol echad nichlas lechatzim mishaloi hunin hena. Lama shachaveiroi. Kim shen halal yachal akim halal. If Shimon has no power to prevent Reuven from going into the chatzir, nothing with mutter hanot. With the dini mamon shabai, Shimon never had that authority and never had that power. He doesn't own it vis-a-vis that. So when Reuven goes in, it's nice, not benefiting from Shimon. So why? How can Shimon? How can that be us? Okay. Manirali Zataran. The Haino Time Ayu the Rabbanah. So this is a Pshat in the Rabbanah. Mishum. The Kimin the Efshir Lermer, the Kolchad, the Kani, the Kule Chotzer, Kinyan Aguf La'ilam. So how do we look at Shutvis? Do we look at Shutvis of Pshat? It belongs totally to Ruvain and totally to Shimon. Is that how we look at Shutvis? So to Ran, if that's going to be true, so that those 2 points will be conflicting. If it belongs to Ruvain totally, it can't belong to Shimon totally. So if we say that Ruvain has a kinyan aguf lo'olam and Shimon kinyan aguf lo'olam, it can't be di demar lav demar. As much as it belongs to Ruvain, it doesn't belong to Shimon. Okay. So, in regards to a kinyan aguf, meaning the true intrinsic ownership of the piece of property, it can't be that both have a kinyan aguf for totally forever. Okay, we have to learn regamke the b'shoas shemishtamish boy. Iguay most of them afraid the b'shoas kinyan kadal ol ha'ol yishaitu kinyan aguf. It's called a kinyan aguf. It means at that point he owns the property. He's not just using the property, he owns the property. And how do we set it up? When I'm in there, now it's these bar of Mafreya. That was a moment of my total ownership. So that can't be how it works either. Ella kolchad mehanach shutvin yesh lo lo'olam b'chotzer zeh kinyan aguf. So the person owns in the chutz of the following. He owns kinyan aguf, the hainu chelka. He owns his portion. that he owns the actual property. V'kinyan shibu b'chelko shechaveira. He also has a kinyan on the other person's property. That the other person's property is meshubit to him to provide services and benefits. Which means the other person, I have a shibut on this property, which means part of the property belongs to you. And I have an ongoing right to claim service from you that I'm allowed to use this property. You can't stop me. Even though I don't own the property itself, but I have a shibu that you can't stop me from coming in.
I don't understand. I mean, if you hold the no brera, I don't understand how you have a kinyan gufa in anything.
No, we have a on the demarcated kinyan goof. I own the goof, and you. I own part of the goof. You own part of the goof. I don't know which part. But we both own the goof. I only own part of the goof, not the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying that there's this portion theoretically that you own, which is different than the portion that the other person owns.
Can't we own the whole thing? Can't we both own the whole thing?
Okay, we're going to get there. I mean, we're going to try and get there, right? Theoretically, if I want to put shutras on the table, and I want to say how I look at shutras, so I have multiple options. I can say, listen, Reuben owns half of the table, Shimon owns half of the table. That's the shutras. Which half? Not has not been decided. It's not clear who owns which half. I can say Reuben owns the whole table, Shimon owns the whole table. Right? So each one has a full bialis tunnel. I could say that the way I look at it is each one owns half, but it's north half, south half, or it's each one owns half of every single part of it. So every single molecule is owned half between the two. So the Ron's saying that day that Reuben owns the whole table, Shimon owns the whole table, that's not true. If Reuben owns the whole table, Shimon doesn't own the whole table. Lezman Yaakov says that it works with Breira. Reuben owns the whole table when he's using it, Shimon owns the whole table when he's using it. Come and say, we don't hold the Breira. So if they would make the Shutras the Chachila, Reuben owns the whole table on Mondays, and that they could do. But they didn't do that. Right? So they just bought up a Shutras. So we have the ownership is half and half. Now half and half can mean north and south. We just don't know who's north and who's south. Or half and half can mean, and every given part of it, they own half and half. Either one is a valid option. But the problem is, let's say you start with the Ron's continuing saying, so how do you use this table? I only own half of the table. How do I use the whole table? Because I have a shibud on your half of the table that when I need the table, again, within normal usage, we're not complaining about the usage, you can't stop me from using it. So if the shutras is that when I need the table, I'm able to use it. So it means I have a shibud on your portion, so that could be whether the portion is north and south or whether the portion is every single piece of it, doesn't make a difference. So I can never come to decide which it is, but the reality is I only own part of it. That's what the Rana said.
Okay, if you have the shibud, then why would it be also to be...
So now, there's a Gemara, Hektish Chometz V'Shikra Mafkeim Adei Shibud. And I don't think we ever came across that Gemara yet. Did we? It's Gemara in Gittin. We didn't know Gittin yet. It's Gemara in Baba Kama also, which we didn't do that yet either. We had it in Ksubas. Yeah, we had it in Ksubas.
We did all of Ksubas.
Right. You remember the Gemara to me? Hektish, Chomet, Hashikar, Mefkim, Adei Shibun?
Yes.
In Perikaf Al-Pi. Right. So the case of the making a netter, a woman being netter on her Maisi Adayim to the husband. So the Gemara over there says, really, Mikra didn't really, her netter should work and make the husband usher. Because Hektish, Chomet, and Shikar, Hektish, kind of being like Hektish, Kimi Mefkim, Adei Shibun. But Chomer came along to prevent the woman from doing that to her shibudim. They strengthened the shibud of the husband. She can't be makia the shibud through a kainam. But meeker than a kainam is overpowers the shibud. That's the next point the Rambam's going to say. Right? Does that sound familiar? Vaguely.
Yeah, in general, it is not, like, you know.
The Daf Nun Ches, I think it is. Somewhere between Nun Ches and Samach over there. Somewhere about the Oyster King and Shiva Shiashla Al-Khalk al-Shachamera, Konomas, Mavkian Oyster. Mishimach, it's also the Konomas, Mavkian, Yidei Shiva, Kriz Mesef Mechilta. So a kainam can override, or some more says Reuben makes a loan to Shimon, and they set up the payment is going to be with Shimon's Eved Kanani. So Reuben gets a shibud on Shimon's Eved. Now Shimon frees the Eved, so he's Meshach with the Eved, so that's Hafka on the Shibud. There's no Shibud anymore. The more says Chometz, if you have Chometz designated as the payment for the loan, then becomes Pesach. So the Chaloy sister Chometz is Mafkia the Shibud, and Hektish is also Mafkia. He's Mamakdish. Reuben has a loan on Shimon, and they designated a piece of property as the payment for the loan. And now Shimon's makdish the character, so that or the property, so that hektish is mafkia the shibud. Hektish gets it with Reuben's right to collect it. It's not Reuben's, and Reuben loses his right. So kainam is a form of hektish, and it's mafkia the shibud. Okay. That's the Rabbanan. So the way we look at Shutvas is that it's each person owns part of it, and the reason why he's able to use the whole thing, if he owns part of it, how can he use the whole thing, is through a Shibud, and the Isra Hanoah of the Kaidam overrides the Shibud. When he goes in, anytime that he goes in, he's going to his chatzer, because the Breira says, so at that point in time when he's using it, it belongs to him totally. It's not that I'm using your property, I have a right to use your property, but rather it's my property at that point in time. If I can construe this as a true ownership, I'd rather do that than construe it as just a shibud. Shein nikra kinyan shibud mashu oimid kei lo'olam bal karcha shekolecha mehem. It's improper to look at this as a shibud when this is the constant ongoing arrangement which I can force you always to give to me. A shibud, normally the understanding the Ran seems to be saying is, at some point in time I either finalize the shibud and collect it, or you withdraw from the shibud. You can't. So even the Chabad agree that in theory we'd much prefer to deal with this as a kinyan aguf, not a kinyan shibud. But they say they have no choice, because dein breira means they have no way to do that, so they're forced to use it as a kinyan shibud. I will explain further some more points to understand how this braver works. Okay. When we can narrowly drivers at the round, from here I have a clear proof. The master Yochel Eser Beis Al Asoicher, Reuben rents out his apartment to Shimon. And he says, you know what? I'm asking your hanor from me, including you can't have hanor from my apartment. So Shimon says, I rented the apartment. He says, yeah, I own the kinyan of goof, and you rented the payers. It's my goof. Your kinyan is you have a shibud on me to use my property. Yeah, but my yisr hanor overrides that. This is Machlokes Rishonim, which we will quote shortly. But I think this is a clear way we're understanding it right now. That any time that one person owns a kinyan a goof, another person has a shibud on the goof, then the owner of the goof can aser. That's what we're saying over here. Well, that's okay. That's Secher and Masker. Even though, like we said in our question, but if right now Shimon owns the rights to the property and the dini mamon is shaboy, the master has no way to stop the seicher from using the property. So if he has no way to stop the seicher from using the property, he doesn't own it. So how can he answer it? Well, that's the same question we had over here, and we said that filoachi motzi asulei bekarim mishum lekanamas of kima deishibu. And the masker nami bekarim of kima deishibu asercher. Okay. So this is a very clear proof to me that this sets it. Okay. A filo hecher shehikdim asercher the meskirusa the master. The din of the Gemara skirus is paid at the end of the month, not at the beginning of the month. So you could argue that maybe this is all true. He hasn't done the true kinyan of paying for it yet. But in case he paid up front, he mamish bought it. He bought the ownership. So how could you mean asr? Okay, I own the goof still. You don't own the goof. So I'm and all you have is a sheba. You bought a sheba on the goof. Very nice. I asr it. There are those who disagree with me, the Ron says. I think that this is true. But they're not the halacha, and some of them differentiate between when you paid. So look around though, because over here, the case of the seicher paying is not better than the shutev who doesn't need to pay. I mean, they bought it b'shutvus, so like you pay it up front, and still the halacha ain't shutev seicher litin damim lechaver. If halacha imati osulei idach lerabana, your time is exceeded. Okay. Okay, so that's the first point of the Ran, how to understand the Rabbanan, and then he says that should play out vis-a-vis a Sarkar and a Masker, that the Masker would be able to answer the property, hanor from the property on the seicher, you know, the seicher, as it were, brought the right to the property, that's only a shibud on the kinyan aguf. Okay.
But the master has to